You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No, I will tell you, apparently Jeremy and I had completely different evenings. I live in out of a suitcase, out of a hotel room. It's fun to a certain extent. And then you're like, oh, I got to find something else, you know, to get for dinner tonight. But I went and sat at the bar at Maggiano's last night, Jer.
Hey, did you get a chopped salad and a meatball?
No, I did not. I got the chicken piccata this time.
That's nice, too.
It's really good.
That's tasty.
So, you know, it comes with a little aglio e olio, so that's...
Of course it does.
Solid. Anyway, that was really good. You know, and I got a glass of Pinot Noir, and I just sat there and read my ebook and had a really, really... nice time. So I come in this morning to tell Jeremy about it, and he says, guess what I did last night? And all I will say is, we were at completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
I didn't sleep a wink last night because I was all wound up because my final conversation right before bed, which was like at 8 o'clock, 8:30 right in there, I was on the phone with my sister and my mom and my dad because my mom and dad were at my sister's house and she had me on speaker. And we were just going over life insurance and stuff because my sister had some questions about it. Which led into a conversation about what you want done with your body after you die. What a great pillow talk conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right before bed. We've had like 3 family members pass away within the past 2 years. So this is like really top of mind for us. And, you know, my parents aren't getting any younger. And my mom just has not made up her mind on what she wants done.
She doesn't have it in her will?
No, I don't believe so, because she's really wishy-washy.
She better
get
this.
I know, I was like, we need to...
You never know what could happen.
I want you to make these decisions so I don't have to. And really, I mean, Dom, I mean, in my will, I say cremation, but I'm starting to backpedal on that as well. And, you know, the conversation led to thinking about, you know, your loved one's body, and mm-hmm. you can just visualize him laying there under the ground, you know, 6 feet down, and he's like, do you want to do that? You don't want to think about, you know, your mom or dad going into an oven to get cremated. So I'm really pushing the natural organic reduction, terramation, as they call it.
Composting them.
Human composting,
you
buddy.
Bet, man.
And I'm really, really intrigued by this.
Yeah, I'm not against that at all.
It just seems so much more natural. I mean, you're not pumping your body with a bunch of chemicals. You're not getting fried. They just put you in a tube with some... hay and wildflowers, and then they, you know, shove you in, and in 30 days you've got a truck bed full of soil. A truck bed.
Which then you can use.
You can use, you can donate it to...
grow a tree?
Yeah, like tree conservation societies. A lot of these places will include like 3 to 5 trees with your service.
I love it.
So you go and they put you in a field and they plant the trees on top of you and away you go.
I'm a fan.
I think, I'm a fan, too.
I can't see your mom doing that, though. Your mom is old school.
No, because both of the first two ways terrify her, but she doesn't really quite understand this organic reduction way either. She's like, well, so you get dirt?
Yeah.
She's like, well, then what do you do with the dirt? Because, you know, the argument is if you get somebody cremated, you can take them home with you.
Sure.
Set them up on your mantle and talk to them every night. I'm like, well, you can still do that with a little pot of dirt.
Absolutely.
Take a pot of dirt and bottle it up and put it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Or take it and spread it in various places that the loved one enjoyed.
Yes, and that's the videos. I was sending them videos and links, and that's what one woman did. She took her husband and spread him at like 1,000 different spots.
Take a little bit of mine and take it over to Desenzano, Italy, spread it there, take some and put it in Castlewood Canyon, that little trail that I like to do down
various
at Castlewood.
Various places, yes, that
you
like.
Bet.
You've returned to the earth in a gentle way.
I'm down.
Versus shoving them into a furnace.
Well,
so anyway, this conversation like had me all wound up last night. It's all like I was just laying there thinking about this. What do we do? Are we prepared?
Don't put it off too much longer. You never know what might happen.
I know.
I mean, you've had some guys in your family who've dropped in their 40s. You're in your 40s. I'm just saying.
Don't
put it off.
No, you don't want to put it off. I mean, it's in my will. I mean, as of right now, I'll be shake and bake.
Okay. But go in and get it altered.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the cost of human composting?
$7,000 is what
I was
coming across.
Well, that seems comparable to some other things.
They said it's a little more than cremation at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, costs are coming down. The thing I like about it is if you've got a family member who's really into, like, their yard and gardening and maybe nurturing rose bushes or whatever, that's their thing. You put them in this compost tube, you can bring items from their yard, from their garden, and lay it on them. You know, like, how beautiful is that? Laying a bunch of roses on somebody, seal the tube, shove them in. They all combine together.
No, I think it sounds great.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
In fact, it's in my will for cremation also.
Yeah.
And I would very much consider going in and altering
that. You might want to switch
it. Yeah, because I think it's kind of cool. I do.
Not that I'm all hippy-dippy and stuff, but it's, like, really good for the earth as far as
sure.
how much energy it takes, too. How much fuel they've got to burn in those ovens.
Yeah.
This is, like, very little energy. Just
we're green.
It, just laying there. I'm going to die very green.
We're going to be so green.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was all wound up, so I'm a little sleepy today. I didn't sleep too good.